When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 5 of Dare to Be. Today's devotion is titled, The Location of Transformation. Robert Mounts once wrote, Paul told believers to be transformed by the renewing of your minds. From without, there is a continuing pressure to adopt the customs and mindset of the world in which we live. Our text for today continues to be Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Paul contrasts the danger of worldly conforming with the dynamics of spiritual transformation. Timothy Keller writes, Transform is the Greek word metamorpho. The only other place where Paul uses it is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord. It clearly refers to an inner transformation rather than mere outward conformity. Paul is telling us that the Christian life occurs through the renewing of your mind. So the word transform is where we get the English word metamorphosis. This word conjures up the picture of a caterpillar transformed into a beautiful butterfly. An inward change radically alters everything to the degree that the old life is unrecognizable. Robert Mounts adds these thoughts. Real and lasting change comes from within. We must let ourselves be transformed. The verb occurs in two other settings in the New Testament. First is Mark chapter 9, verse 2. Also Matthew chapter 17, verse 2, where Jesus is said to have been transfigured before His three disciples. Next is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, where Paul taught that believers, as they behold the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into His likeness. The transformation of which Paul spoke in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, is not a change effected from without, but a radical reorientation that begins deep within the human heart. A renewed mind is concerned with those issues of life that are of lasting importance. By nature, our thoughts tend to dwell on the temporary, but that which passes quickly is normally inconsequential. As Paul said in another place, what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. The mind renewed enables us to discern the will of God. Tom Wright clarifies that the location of this transformation is in our minds. The key to it all is the transforming of the mind. Many Christians in today's world never come to terms with this. They hope they will be able to live up to something like Christian standards while still thinking the way the rest of the world thinks. It can't be done. Paul's analysis of human rebellion against God in chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, included a fair amount of wrong thinking. Having the mind renewed by the persuasion of the Spirit is the vital start of that true human living, which is God's loving will for all His children. If we are going to dare to be all that God has called us to be, we must continually be transformed by the renewing of our minds, or we will fall prey to the temptation to be conformed to this world. Some questions to consider. In what ways is the battle for transformation over confirmation won or lost in the mind? In what ways can you daily renew your mind spiritually? And finally, what are your thoughts on the following comments by Douglas Moo? All theology is practical, and all practice, if it is truly Christian, is theological. Paul's gospel is deeply theological, but it is also eminently practical. The good news of Jesus Christ is intended to transform a person's life. Until individual Christians own and live out the theology, the gospel has not accomplished its purpose. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.